Bez Hashem, we continue with Shari Tshuva and Shar Aleph. We are in the middle of Ois Yud Aleph, discussing the second principle of Tshuva, which is Aziva Sachet. So let's just review. In order to understand this properly, we have to understand what was the first principle of Tshuva. The first principle of Tshuva we learned was Charata. So there are two aspects here that Rabbi Yonah tells us. When do we say that the first step of tshuva is charata, which means regret, which means to feel bad, to have remorse in regards to a person's actions, his behavior? When do we say charata is the first step? And when do we say aziva sachet is the first step? When do we say that a person has to stop doing what he's doing wrong? Maybe that is the first step. Does it make a difference which is the first step? So Rabbeinu Yonah started telling us already that the first step of tshuva is charata. But here, we'll see shortly, it depends on what type of person we're talking about. If we're talking about a person who is not a muad for aveira, you have a person who is not a habitual offender. This person had the Yetzirah who got the best of him. Person didn't stop the Yetzirah when the Yetzirah came to attack him. In fact, that's what we say in the Vidui on Yom Kippur, Al-Chet Shechatonu Lefanecha B'Yetzirah. What does it mean? What's the Kavana? Al-Chet Shechatonu Lefanecha, where we're asking Hashem for forgiveness for the Chet, for the sin, for the Aveira. B'Yetzirah, with the Yetzirah. What does it mean? Every Aveira is a Yetzirah. Every Aveira a person does. He doesn't do Aveira because it's Yetzir Toiv. So what does it mean? Al-Chet Shechatonu Lefanecha B'Yetzirah. So the Pnei Aryeh explains from the Gra that Al-Chet Shechatonu Lefanecha B'Yetzirah, what does this mean? What it means is that the person let the Yetzirah in. And he didn't stop the Yetzirah right away. And the Yetzirah was able to sink and set his teeth into the person to get kavua, to become set and have a makum, a place, until he caused the person to do the Yetzirah, the Aveira. When the person feels the Yetzirah getting stronger on him, he has to immediately put out the fire. Put out the fire right away. He has to immediately put out the fire. If not, that's what it means. Al-Chet Shechatonu Lefanecha. He let the Yetzirah get stronger and stronger. For such a person like this, Rabbi Yonah tells us, this person has to have charata first. And all the charata which we discussed in the first principle. In Shar Aleph Ois Yud. However, there could be a person who is a habitual offender. He's a muad. He does a veris on a regular basis. He's not just letting the Yetzirah creep in. Such a person, says Rabbi Yonah, Aziva Sachet comes first. For such a person, first is Aziva Sachet. Says Rabbi Yonah inside now, Acherei chen, Yosif v'chol yoyim yiras Hashem b'nafshoy. After a person feels bad, he has the charat, and he's working on Aziva Sachet, but before he has to be Yosef Yiras Hashem Echol Yoim. He has to be Yosef, he has to add Yiras Hashem every single day. In the practical sense, you'll ask me, okay, how do you add, what does it mean to be Yosef Yiras Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift of making brachos. And we have the ability to make 100 brachos. We're encouraged to make 100 brachos a day. We don't have to look for ways to make brachas. Just go throughout the course of a person's day. He's daming shmoyne esrei. He's eating food. He's benching. He's asher yotzar. Let a person take a step back and pause and think, I'm about to make a bracha. Baruch atah. Say Hashem's name with kavana. Say Hashem's name with patience. Say Hashem's name with awe. You look in the Rambam by Hichos Tshuva, person who says Hashem's name just haphazardly, incorrectly, without any thought, it's a big aveira. So here, Hashem, let's look in the positive. Hashem has given us an opportunity to be Yosef b'chol yoyim yiras Hashem b'nafshoy. How so? Making brachas properly, slowly. Take one bracha at a time. And have kavana, we make those brachas. V'hitein chitas elakim b'liboy b'choleis. And the person has to place upon himself the reality of the chitas elakim, the dread of Hashem, into his heart. He did something wrong, he did an avera. He has to be his own policeman. He has to be his own judge, jury, and executioner to himself. And when the person does this to himself, he won't need a different judge, jury, and executioner because he did a proper tshuva. Doing a proper tshuva means I'm not going to come back to this aveira again. And how do we see that? Because we see that when the person's moisif, yosif b'chol yoyim yiras Hashem, he's adding more yiras Hashem. Kim Yosef Yavor Boy Oid Hayetsev Yikesheyu Bepam Apam V'Rabo Lov Tavosoy K'mishpat Arishon. Because this way, when the person adds more Yiras Hashem, then when the Yetzirah comes to attack him, he'll be able to overpower this Yetzirah. Yiras Hashem will continue on this topic tomorrow.